Freddie Watson is the Channel Islands project manager at Blue Marine Foundation. Freddie, thank you for your company. Firstly, what do these plans exactly mean for us here in Jersey?
Thanks for having me along, Jenny. So what they mean is that it's 21.7% of Jersey's waters protected from a certain fishing gear called trawling and dredging. So we're not looking at a complete closure to fishing, and that's really important because, you know, we really value the local fishing industry. And this is, in this area, you can still have potting, netting, rod and line and hand diving, kind of the static, more low impact forms of fishing. So it's almost acting as a safe haven for sustainable fishing, while also giving an opportunity for biodiversity to thrive and also allowing our marine habitats to play their role in helping to combat climate change.
What does it mean for fishermen and women?
For fishermen, so it's because it's an area where static gear fishing can still operate, that's not really changing. So what we're hoping to see is for these static gear fisheries to really thrive in the future, at least. And also because these areas are also a safe haven for biodiversity, things like our scallop stocks, our lobster stocks, our crab stocks, hopefully we can start to see recruitment of these really important commercial species and helping to support our fishery in the long term.
And it's great news, very important. I mean, go through for you personally, you know, your thoughts when you hear about this network and the larger area that it's that's accommodating and protecting.
Well, yeah, I think it really makes, I mean, it just makes me really proud to be from Jersey, you know, having grown up on the island and then living, you're spending most of my childhood growing up around the water, fishing, spearfishing, diving, surfing. Most of us on Jersey, our life has been shaped by the ocean. So I think this has been a long time. This network of protected areas has taken a number of years to develop in collaboration with scientists, the government, with fishermen, and other marine stakeholders. It's been such a long process, and I think it just makes me feel really proud to be from Jersey. It's the most important thing, and to be making more progress than our neighbours across the channel over in England. It kind of makes it even better.
Well, that's the thing. Do you think other jurisdictions can learn from us?
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually in a meeting in Westminster last week at the channel. It was the Fisheries and Channel Islands All Party Parliamentary Group, and it's where politicians in the UK they brought in politicians from the Channel Islands to learn about their progress on marine protected areas. So the Channel Islands rightly said that they've been doing making a lot of really positive movements towards marine protection. And at the end of the meeting, the politicians in Westminster were very, very impressed and basically said that they should be learning from the progress that's being made in the Channel Islands and especially in Jersey. So yes, they can definitely learn.
That's great, isn't it? Leading the way. Freddie, thank you. Freddie Watson, who is the Channel Islands project manager at Blue Marine Foundation.